Welcome to Blind Level Tech. This isn't just accessible tech talk. This is technology on a whole new level. We're showing you just how possible it is to live the life you want.
Well, greetings, salutations, good morning, afternoon, evening, or whenever you're listening to this episode, and welcome to Blind Level Tech. I am your newly refreshed co-host, apparently not that refreshed. I'm your newly refreshed host, Evan Starnes, joined by my very busy co-host, Kelvin Crosby. How is everything going, man?
I'm doing good, man. It was one of those, I feel like you're being dissolved like salt. You know, you're dissolving away, coming back, you know. Hey, maybe we'll just melt all the ice in your location.
Ice, huh? You say ice.
I say ice.
Let me tell you. At the time of this recording, I spent a week, me and my friends, as of probably a couple weeks ago now, as of this time of this recording, a friend and I went to Santa Barbara, California, went to Arizona first, though, and it was like in the 60s and 70s. And I got back yesterday, at, like I said, time of this recording, it was still like 68, and I was running my air conditioner in February and like having a glass of wine on my patio, and it was just, it's gorgeous today. It's like almost 60 something. So I don't know about that ice though. I have the feeling though, the fact that I said that, Mother Nature's going to come dump a big load of nasty snow on us.
Well, one thing that's exciting right now is we're in the midst of baseball season.
Yeah.
And I tell you, baseball is one of those things I enjoy playing or listening to. And I'm a big Padres fan. And I kind of have to be a Rockies fan because I have some people in my life that have helped me out a lot. And they're big Rockies fans. So I have to be careful with that. But I can't brag too much about my Padres.
But I can't brag at all about the Rockies. I haven't watched them for a while because I've just been wow. The Nuggets though, that's basketball. I like basketball too. And they've been, I haven't really kept tabs, but yeah, man, I love baseball. And actually I think out of all the sports that I watch with family, it's the one I seem to understand the most. And that's like the one I enjoy watching the most. So well, and that's pretty fun.
What's nice about baseball, it's low enough to fully understand.
Yes.
And I mean, football is one of those. Yeah. I played enough football in my life to know what's going on. Soccer, man, that's a tough one to follow.
It is. It is fun, but tough.
Yeah.
Football. Yeah. I don't even.
But talking about games, we're going to be talking about a topic today that I don't really know a lot about, and I'm really curious to see what Evan's got to say about it today, and that is mobile gaming. What a concept.
Right?
So kind of tell us a little about that idea.
Yeah, so we've been kind of sitting on this one for a while because, mobile gaming is one of those things where, you know, depending on your level of experience with it, you know, you could either just jump in headfirst into, you know, like super big 3D audio games or find whatever your text adventure is. But there's been, you know, over the years, there have been a lot of mobile games, mostly for iOS for the longest time, but Android's starting to get some love as of the past few years, which I love to see. And what I'm here to do today is, well, try to see Kelvin if I can potentially, if you have the time, get you into mobile games and kind of just share my thoughts on at least the games that I myself have played. Not going to talk about something that I haven't tested here and try and kind of talk about the different types of audio games and share my five favorites from kind of the most easy to get into to the like 3D audio, super fancy, at least I'm calling them super fancy games. So I figured, you know, we could kind of get things started off I also should say the games that I picked, you know, some of them do have little microtransactions, but I wanted all these games to, you know, be able to be enjoyed for free as well, because, you know, I mean, I don't, it's, I get, you know, buying like upgrades and stuff, but in the end, you know, there's a lot of fun you can have without paying a pretty penny. Well, so
let me throw a curveball at you.
Yeah.
So when you develop to host that game, that takes money.
It does.
So you can either do ads, which I feel like blind people, we hate ads.
Yes, we do.
So, or you could pay enough to cover the server for 1 month and just keep it updated for like $2. And then you're helping the overall cause for that game. So you don't have to have ads, and it covers the server and covers the person that maintains it. So if we keep, like, if it's like $500 or $50, then yeah, I got some problems. But if it's only like to cover the server costs and the labor costs, like $3 a game, that's not terrible. I can support that.
You know, I can too. And I think especially like these like smaller indie developers do need, you know, I as a consumer of this stuff, I always forget that, you know, the amount of resources and, you know, whether that be financial, servers or support or even tech support, just any of that stuff really does take time and does take money. So, you know, I really do understand that. And I think the problem I have, I've seen games, there's a game and it is accessible. Actually, it's not on my list here, but, if you've heard of the game Trivia Crack before, right?
Yep.
I love Trivia Crack. I suck at trivia, but it makes it fun for me. But holy cow, they were going to let me spend $500 on coins and tickets. And yes, they have like multiple forms of currency, virtual currency in their game. So I think that's an extreme example. The first game I'd really like to talk about is called Dice World. It's been out for a long time. Like I remember playing it about like 2013, 2014. And it's a fully accessible collection of 6 different dice games. The ones I remember here are, you know, you have Yahtzee, Farkle, Roomie,
Yahtzee,
Pig, and I don't know if there's a roulette. But the fun part about it is all of these games are completely accessible and they're really easy to get into. They have an online element to them. So there's a lot of other gamers out there that play Dice World. So, you know, if you want to do the whole online thing and play with your friends, you can do that. There's also you can play with bots, and kind of the fun part about these bots is that they have voices. So you can play with like, I don't know if there's like a Morgan Freeman one or not, but there are some celebrity ones. There are some politicians too. So, you know, you can play with them, and the voiceovers are pretty funny. So I don't even want to spoil it. I just strongly encourage you to check it out. Dice World is free, and I haven't played it in a very long time, so I believe there are some like upgrades that you can pay for, but you really can get a good experience, you know, just by downloading it. So that's a pretty fun one. So, Kelvin, do you like dice games?
Honestly, I've never played dice game besides Yahtzee.
Right?
And then when you say pigs, I'm like
pig. Yeah.
So how do you play that game?
I think you have to roll like a certain combination, and you don't want to somehow roll, I think 3 of the same kind or something, because it's PIG. I honestly, like I said, I haven't touched it in a while, but that one, it's kind of it's a luck, well, like any dice game, a very much luck based game. But
well, I mean, it'd be interesting if you. I think this is where, like, playing like this type of game. The nice thing is the audio output the dices, and you hit the button, and then it makes sense how it's accessible.
And you don't need headphones. You know, it's not using 3D audio or any of that stuff. It's a fun game to play, you know, too, if you're just sitting idle doing nothing. And actually, speaking of idle games, couple here that I like to play. One of them actually is kind of new. It came out. I started playing it a few weeks ago, actually, called War Shovel. And War Shovel is an idle RPG. And so what that is you build up your character, you build like a virtual town, and you battle with other enemies. Now, the battles, you know, it's not like something where you have to like pay attention and defend yourself. It's kind of like the battles take place, you know, for you, and your goal is to try and max out your character's attributes and, you know, equip them with weapons and, defenses so that they can defeat other enemies and other players too. Cause it does have like an online kind of element to it as well, kind of a player versus player, or it's called PvP. And so once you level up enough, you can battle other players. You can do like crafting, kind of like Minecraft, but not quite, where you can like, you know, craft different weapons. You can do cooking and smithing and a bunch of other stuff. And all of these different activities earn you experience, earn you gold. And what I like about this game is it does have, you know, they have a premium pack monthly subscription, $4.99 a month, which honestly, it's not that bad, especially if it helps, you know, keep servers up. Mm. And they have a starter pack that'll get you like, you know, a whole bunch of different things like crystals and stuff like that. And it's based off of a game. It's actually, I feel like, a successor to the game Lost Vault, which you can still play. And I feel like it's like a more polished version of Lost Vault, which I'm not going to get into what Lost Vault is in the interest of time.
So help me understand. Okay. So this sounds like kind of like Risk and Sims all in one.
You know, that's actually a really good way to look at it. There is a little bit of a risk factor. The Sims thing, definitely, I could see that. In fact, yeah, you actually have these quests that you can go complete, and the quests like have little stories with them. So, you know, you have to collect like a certain amount of resources or do this specific action a certain number of times to complete each quest. And it's kind of got that like sim-like element to it for sure. I don't know what else I'd really compare it to. It's not like Clash Royale, which is not accessible or any of that, but you know, kind of like, you know, fun, you know, cat, you know, fighting enemies. It's a good grind kind of game. And it's one of those that you can, you know, pick it up for a few minutes, you know, check your stats, and then, you know, put it down and forget about it. And, you know, it'll keep you engaged because it'll tell you have like a certain time period where if you wait long enough, your character will stop automatically fighting monsters, and you'll stop earning resources and you won't level up anymore. But
so you have to have notifications on to keep up to date with it.
I mean, it's encouraged, but you don't necessarily have to. But
yeah, that's one of my biggest pet peeves, is having notifications on.
I agree in some ways, though, because I think some games can be like, play me. You haven't played me in 8 hours. Come on, pick up your phone, play the game. It's like, no, I have other things to do. But it is kind of nice to at least know what your character is up to. Next game I'd like to really talk about is, I was kind of debating putting it on the list because I didn't think it was still on the App Store, but it is. And it's actually a really good beginner game if you want to get into kind of like 3D audio and that sort of thing.
All right, hold on. Before you go for it, Well, explain what 3D audio is. Because honestly, that makes no sense to me.
Oh, okay. 3D audio, what it is essentially is it's basically the concept of hearing things in positionally, effectively. So, you know, let's say you're playing like a hunting game where you're supposed to be, you know, shooting different animals with a bow. You can hear the animals pass from left to center to right, and your goal is to shoot them when you hear them in dead center. And it's a little difficult because, like, depending on the person, I have trouble personally, like, centering things. So sometimes you might be a little left or a little right. It kind of does add a little bit more gamification to accessible gaming. But what the Audio Game Hub is it's a collection of a bunch of different games. They have a whole casino games collection. So if you want to play like audio slot machines or blackjack, it's fun, dude. I love that. They also have a one of my favorite games actually is called Blocks. And if you ever have played or heard of Tetris before, They've somehow managed to make effectively an audio version of Tetris. So you have like different blocks.
You might give me a hook on that.
Aha. That's what I was hoping to hear.
I don't know. Well, the question is, will my deafness get in the way? See, that's the $1 million question.
And I think there are settings that you can actually tailor the audio to your needs, and you can tailor the graphics, because this does have an optional graphics mode that's turned on by default. However, if you play in what they call blind mode without graphics, you earn more points and more rewards. Oh. So there's that kind of incentive.
Blocks. All right. Find me at Deaf Blind Potter on Blocks. We'll compete.
I'm curious what your thoughts are on that, but it's pretty interesting. They've added a couple of games. They had this, they've added a runner game, which
run,
and you're like constantly moving and trying to avoid obstacles and jump over things. It can get a little fast paced, but it's a whole collection of games. Now, the reason I was kind of hesitant is because it seems to have been, it was a project that has effectively been abandoned and is no longer being developed. We might lose support for the game eventually, but so last time I checked,
we're going to lose Blocks.
No, we're not going to lose Blocks. I mean, if you hold on to the game, but like all of the online aspects of, you know, like buying coins or things like that might go down. I'm not sure. So right now, I definitely encourage people to go check it out. It is free, but a lot of the games are pay to unlock. But they have professional voice acting. It's really good. The sound design is also, honestly, I really do like the sound design of the entire Game Hub itself. And
so it sounds like we need to find the developer and say, hey, you're willing to hand it over so Blind Level Tech can maintain it?
Oh, gosh.
Evan. Come on, man.
I've got enough on my plate, man.
Hey, you got 24 hours in the day. 8 hour job. We got another 8 hours in the day. You could keep going.
Yeah. I just had to throw my phone in. I wish I did. If I didn't have to sleep and eat and hang out with my friends.
Sleeping, man. That's overrated.
I will when I'm like dead.
Yeah, you got time to sleep when you're dead.
Well, if 3D audio isn't your thing, if you're more of like a text adventure kind of person, you might want to check out Choice of Games. That's where I really got into text adventures. So these are games where you're effectively, you know, going through a story and the choices you make affect the outcome of the story.
With your consequences.
Yes, exactly. And you, it's not as much of like an upgrading and grinding kind of thing. It's more of like a, you know, you want to play it multiple times just to get multiple outcomes. The first Choice of Games game I think I ever played was called, Choice of the Dragon, and you're a dragon, and your goal is to collect as much wealth as you can without dying. Sounds fun.
So do you have anger management issues in there, and then you start spitting that fire out of your mouth?
Actually, yes, you do. And you have the choice whether you want to be an angry dragon or not, which is kind of cool.
That's so interesting. So if you want to take out your aggression,
yes, exactly. So, you know, if it's kind of one of those games I you can sink hours into. And the choice of games is basically a collection of all of the, you know, Choice of the Dragon, as I mentioned. There's a game, there was like Choice of Broadsides, Choice of Romance, a lot more.
Romance.
But it's basically a whole collection of text adventures. And, you know, if that's your thing, then I'd highly recommend it. They're fully accessible. And, you know, if you enjoy reading and stories with a gamification element, then you'll definitely like Choice of Games. Now, last up here, well, and certainly not least. Yes, of course.
Oh, Romeo, oh, Romeo. However you be, would you come to me? You gotta go around the wall to find me. But is that how that game works?
No.
No, okay. I'm trying.
It's okay, dude. I mean, there might, that actually, now that you bring it up, though, a Romeo and Juliet, like, a text adventure based off of Romeo and Juliet would be pretty cool. So, if any game devs are listening.
Hey, if you need investment, reach out to me. We might be able to work something out.
Indeed. Now, last up, and I saved this game for the last because it is a lot more on the extreme side. Blind Drive is effectively a game where your character is, I believe, blindfolded, and they are effectively strapped in a car that is driving itself for the most part. And your goal is to steer it. Yep. It's a ton of fun. So your goal is to kind of steer it and do a bit of gang activity. I'm going to warn you right now.
Gang activity.
Gang. Yes.
Like
this is the thing.
Like the, I don't know, Crips and the Bloods?
Kind of. And this is what I'm saying. Disclaimer here.
Disclaimer, everybody. Everybody, disclaimer. Disclaimer. Don't wear red or blue or you might not make it, right?
Well, possibly, but if you don't like offensive language or kind of extreme stuff like that, don't play this game because it is like that. I actually, now that I'm thinking about it, I think there is a clean version of it, but not sure on that. Don't quote me on it. But the cool part about it is if you have an iPhone, it takes advantage of the Taptic engine, which does vibrations and stuff. And yeah, it's really kind of one of those games that like gets your blood pumping, and I actually need to get back into it because I haven't played it in a while. But
yo, my man, get off the road, beep, get off the road.
You know what's fun too is you get to run over. If you run over bikers, you get bonus points. So there's some cha-ching for you.
Oh man. I don't know if I could listen to the bad language stuff, but I think it sounds very interesting.
It definitely does.
But the blind version of what do you call that one where you can beat up the cops and all the other things?
Oh, Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, there we go. It sounds like the blind version of that.
I mean, there's elements that I've seen that are very Grand Theft Auto-esque. But definitely, I don't know. It's fun. You know, it's fun. It's got 3D audio. It's got great haptics, really good voice acting, really good sound design. It's not completely free, but you know, it is 100% worth it. And, now the cool part about this, as we wrap up today's episode, is all of the games that I mentioned are both for iOS and Android. And some of them do have a PC, but we're not going to talk about PC games this week. Ooh. But I say that because, you know, Android, especially nowadays, it's been getting a lot more traction. And it's just, I feel like as far as accessibility is concerned, it's been getting a lot better. And see, there have been a lot more for it. What I'm excited about
is CSUN and all the Android updates.
Me because too.
Rumor has it, at CSUN this year, there are going to be a lot of Android opportunities.
That's what I'm hearing. So I think, because I feel like iOS was the big, like the, I mean, it really was the main, you know, platform for, I mean, anything for accessibility. You know, a lot, pretty much most games, a lot of apps, it was all iOS. But I'm really happy to see that Android is getting some more love. And what I'm also happy to try and give a little bit of love to is
the sandwich of the week.
So I'm craving Snarfs today, and I'm actually going to get it for lunch. Yeah,
pretty snarfy.
It is snarfy. Snarf, snarf. If you haven't watched South Park, you won't get that reference. But
no, I have never watched South Park. I wasn't allowed to watch it when I was a kid, so I never got into it. My mom said, that's not a good TV show. And then that's in the back of my head anytime I get to that. But anyway.
I probably watched it at a little bit too young. But, you know, I don't know. I love it, but my sandwich this week is going to be a... it's probably going to be a build your own with steak, pickle. Yes, pickles.
That's disgusting.
It's just delicious. Ruined
the steak, putting pickles on
I love
steak.
Pickles. It's steak, pickles, cheese, pepper jack cheese, of course, and green peppers. And green that's peppers. It. Green peppers. But obviously, my very improvised sandwich of the week. Yes, I will be making a sandwich list eventually. Is a build your own from Snarfs.
Interesting. You know, there is a Snarfs in the Denver airport. Did you know that?
Yeah. Good.
It's down in the dungeon, though. You have to go deep, deep down into the dungeon in Terminal A.
The depths of DIA. A.
And yeah. It is deep, deep. You're wondering if you're going down to the very bottom of the
airport,
the secret part of the airport, where
right, the whole like underground thing that they have,
like the whole CIA, FBI training camps, and who knows. But anyway, getting back on my sandwich of the week. Oh, rumor has it Chick-fil-A just came out with the grilled spicy sandwich, and so. I'm going to go try that out. So go to Chick-fil-A and check it out. They just announced it. It's going to be out for 3 months. So when it comes out, it already had been out for about a month. So
that sounds delicious. I like Chick-fil-A sandwiches, but they go really well with waffle fries. Yeah, so
that definitely. Is for sure.
Well, as we wrap up this episode, we always, of course, love to ask a good feedback question, and I really like to see, I've been seeing a lot more feedback. Like I said, I know I said this before, but I'm just going to keep saying it because it seems to be like yielding even more feedback and questions and comments from listeners. What are some audio games or any just some computer/mobile games that you have enjoyed? Let us know. feedback@aftersight.org, or you know, leave us your voicemail with your thoughts at 720-712-8856. Like I said, all you know, these games that we covered today aren't necessarily new. These are just games that I, Evan, have personally played and tested and have enjoyed, and I thought you guys would enjoy them as well.
You're trying to manipulate me into gaming.
Yes. So the final question, Kelvin, what are your thoughts? Are you going to get into audio games?
Oh, I think I might go download Blocks and then not drive me one, but the clean version. I want to find the clean version. I don't need to be beeping all the time.
Oh, man.
But
well, either way, clean or dirty, Blind Drive is a blind, it's a blast. So, well, We hope that we have inspired, especially if you haven't played audio games or just mobile games before, you know, and even if you are you kind of new to using, you know, your phone as a blind or low vision person, these are actually good ways. These games are good ways to kind of become more familiar with your device. And, you know, whether you're using magnification, talkback, voiceover, whatever it might be, you know, it'll help you just become more efficient and familiar with your devices too. So that's kind of another little side benefit of these games. So, like I said, send us your feedback and we're going to do a follow up and I'm going to try and see if I can get at least one or more of actually my friends on to talk about games on the computer, because that is oh my gosh, that is a whole nother realm we could spend like hours talking about. So we're going to have to figure out how to condense them down into a 30 to 45 minute episode. So, well, with that being said, this has been another episode of Blind Level Tech. I've been your host, Devin Starnes, joined, of course, by my co-host, Calvin Crosby.
Go live beyond your challenges and plug in your device.
And play some games, and we'll catch you all next week.